Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, my spiritual family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you and greet you in the wonderful name which is above every name. And as I was waiting before the Lord, I was in prayer for many of God's people who would be listening, and I received something in the Spirit, and I would just like to share it with you because some of you may be able to relate. Just for a few moments, I felt such an oppression and heaviness that the enemy has placed upon some of you, and it seemed like your surroundings were just covered by a dense, dark, huge, heavy blanket. And I felt Satan fighting in the heavenlies. Spiritually speaking, it was like the heavens were brass and the light and life of that realm were all cut off in what you were experiencing in terms of the earthly realm. And it was like the heaviness and foreboding in the very atmosphere that precedes a terrible natural thunderstorm. Have you ever felt that or experienced that in the natural world? Sometimes it's just before a storm comes and there's like an awful stillness and heaviness and nothing seems to be moving. When it happens in the natural realm, such events bring a hushed, unnatural stillness, and it seems like the very birds are quiet, the animals are silent and hidden, and as if by instinct they're just retreating into a safe place. And the oppression seemed to grow in intensity, threatening disaster and devastation. It was a terrible storm that was growing, but I saw out of the north a gathering of iridescent clouds, awesome flashing lightnings, and then the glory of the Lord appeared, and out of the clouds, a powerful whirlwind, which is the presence of the Lord, it began to descend, and you could see it come upon the horizon and just sort of suck up those dark clouds and the oppression and the heaviness, and the darkness began to lift. And then a soft, refreshing breeze began to blow, gently stirring the trees and the plants and restoring the landscape to life. And as the clouds began to part, the rays of a rising sun began to shine through. It's very beautiful, this vision I had, and it's hard to describe and put into words. Even though it was just for a few seconds, I felt the Lord was showing me what some of you are going through, and it reminded me of Psalm 18. David declared in that psalm, "The sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. He bowed the heavens also and came down. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire." Talk about a dramatic display. "The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He shot out lightnings and discomfited them. He delivered me." Oh, we need to hear the saints. "He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me." Praise God. That's portions of Psalm 18. Amazing description of the enemy might be fighting terribly. David said he felt he was at the very gates of death. The sorrows of hell compassed him about. And then God let loose compared to what the enemy could do, it was nothing compared to what David saw the Lord do. It's a beautiful psalm. And that impending, fearsome storm, God showed me that the enemy was gathering about you. God is revealing how much He loves you. He has a jealous personal love for you. That love is so great, as David describes it, that he rises up personally in divine indignation to fight against your adversaries. Isn't that precious? That's what David declared. Our God is a jealous God. He said, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. In Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, verse 19, there the word says, behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. Beloved, I don't know what you are going through specifically right now, but if you feel like you've been in an awful storm and you feel like David, feel like you're near to death and the sorrows of hell are compassing you about, well, take comfort from what the Lord gave me. Take comfort from the very words of David about God's personality, about His jealous love for you. We can say, as the psalmist, if you can say this, say it with me. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Amen. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Praise God. The Lord has heard your cries. He's heard your prayers. He's fighting in your behalf. And as we release our voice in praise on this earthly realm, I believe the very armies of heaven, the angels of God, are commissioned to war against the forces of the evil one who have opposed and hindered, and the victory will then be given. Praise God. We serve an awesome and a mighty God. And, you know, sometimes I think we've done an injustice because as we've preached the gospel, which is wonderful good news, there's a common but erroneous belief that the pathway of faith is strewn with flowers and that when God intervenes in a person's life is on such a grand scale that difficulties are removed. There's some saints that seem to talk that way. But I don't know about you, beloved, experience has taught me, and even more importantly, the Word of God, the Word tells us and shows us the truth that's quite to the contrary. The stories of God's heroes and heroines is one of conflict and alternating trial and triumph. In the New Testament, perhaps no one personifies the victorious child of God than the Apostle Paul. Yet he was an example of how much a person could suffer without being crushed or broken in spirit. In 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verse 25, he speaks about being beaten with rods, stoned, shipwrecked, enduring perils by heathen, perils among false brethren, suffering cold, hunger, thirst, nakedness. He was left for months in a lonely dungeon. And here, even after God had promised to deliver him, we see him for days at sea, caught in a fierce storm. And when all hope is given up, the Lord tells Paul that all who stay with the vessel will be saved. You remember that? As it's recounted in the book of Acts. And yet, there's no supernatural sign, there's no angel walking on the waters, but the survivors are compelled to grab hold of floating planks after the ship wrecks, and others are to swim for their very lives. In Acts 27:44 says, and the rest, some on board, some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they all escaped, all safe to land. Now that wasn't pleasant to go through, but once they stood there around that warm fire that the inhabitants had built for them, well, they were very glad that God indeed had rescued them from the deep. And beloved, this is a pattern that God's provided for our lives. Yes, there are times that God moves in spectacular and miraculous ways. The gospel is a message of real help for ordinary people that have to live in this day-to-day world with commonplace surroundings and 1,000 practical conditions which have to be met in thoroughly practical ways. God's promises and God's providences don't lift us out of the very plane of common sense and commonplace trial, but it is through these very things that faith is perfected. Look at Jesus. For most of his life, he was The carpenter, the man of Nazareth, he lived a very normal, ordinary life before he began his public ministry. This same Jesus who loved life, who loved the feasts and the wedding parties, he was accused of being a winebibber and gluttonous, a friend of harlot and publicans. And beloved, it's in our everyday life that Jesus comes to meet with us and says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So often, there are those who are continually perplexed and frustrated because they want to see some super spiritual sign or wonder. And if one continually has one's head in the clouds, it's quite possible to miss the quiet and wondrous acts of God in our daily life around us. I pray that, beloved, you'll always be in awe and thanksgiving of his presence with you, and that your communion with him will bring you continual delight. Psalm 16:11 says, Thou wilt shew me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Lord, I ask you to touch and minister to your beloved. Refresh their spirit, renew their strength in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, through every trial and testing that they experience, cause them to triumph because they are more than overcomers in Christ Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Beloved, though the winds of opposition may blow, the Lord desires you to be as a fruitful tree, as an oak of righteousness planted by rivers of living water, bringing forth fruit in season. He'll cause everything you do to prosper and to be established that you may be glorified in and through his life which courses through you. It's no longer you that live, but Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise God. Well, I pray that you've been encouraged, and regardless of whatever clouds seem to have gathered, remember the glory of the Lord is arising upon you to dispel that darkness. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to be able to minister to you today. Thank you for listening and joining me. And next time, we'll gather together at this same time and see what the Lord has for us. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer has our contact information. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,